You ever been to a party? Maybe somebody's 100-year-old birthday party, somebody special, you're excited and you want to acknowledge and all that. Parties are a very, very special time to gather. And Mary and Martha both, but Martha decided to have a party for Jesus in celebration of something that he did. What did he do? Why were they so excited about what Jesus did that they had a party? Raised Lazarus from the dead. And then Mary went and done something real special then too, and washed his feet with oil and used her hair. I got two bottles of anointing oil up here. One, the bottle of anointing oil, and the alabaster flask I have over there for later. But this one here, if you remember some time ago, I went through the congregation and anointed everybody in the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, making the sign of the cross on your forehead, and the fragrance of the oil, which is scented with frankincense and myrrh and some other spices. It's the same oil that Mary used with Jesus, and it was the same oil that was used to prepare, in the Jewish tradition, a body for burial. It's interesting. And this is the kind of oil, I did that, and back here where Jenny was, I dropped the bottle of anointing oil, and the fragrance ran all through the sanctuary, and I was out of anointing oil. Well, next week, Phil come in, and he brought me this little bottle of anointing oil, scented with frankincense and myrrh. And in the box that it came from, I wanted to share with you, it says, made in Israel, and it's licensed by the Ministry of Health of Israel. And it says, the anointing oil is made in Israel, the land of the Bible, by local perfumers using natural oil from the virgin olives. And then they scented them with flowers and herbs and essences mentioned in the Bible as a characteristic of the Holy Land. And it says here in Exodus chapter 30, it gives the scripture, moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also take for yourself quality spices, and you shall make from these a holy anointing oil, an ointment, compounded according to the art of the perfumer. Did you know the perfumers, they were really special people of the day? That's why you pay so much for perfume when you go. These people that know how to do this stuff are in need. So, the party was for Jesus, to celebrate Jesus doing something miraculous, raising Lazarus from the dead. So this morning, when we do Holy Communion, we're going to do it a little different. This is the week coming up where we recognize Holy Communion as the Last Supper, because it was the last meal that Jesus had with his disciples before he went to the cross. Now, we're going to give you the opportunity, and you choose what you want to do. We have elements prepared for communion to come to the altar. If you would like to come to the altar, Judy and Tina will serve you. And I'll come behind them with the bottle of anointing oil. And we'll talk more about that in my message. But the anointed one is Jesus. And he also wants us to be the anointed one. And when you smell the fragrance of the oil, it'll stay with you for the rest of the day. And you'll remember what Christ has done for you. He came in the flesh and he died. He went to the cross of Calvary, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, giving us the victory over sin and death. And then he comes to say, I'm going to go to heaven, but I'll be back. And we're waiting for his soon return. So it's sort of like a double, if you would, celebrating the Last Supper and also celebrating the party that they had for him by raising Lazarus from the dead. Now, got to remember this, though. Lazarus eventually died. So the message is for us, even though Lazarus died, he had faith in Christ, which gave him eternal life. So he died, but he didn't die. It's really cool. But he showed the world by raising Lazarus. And he was in the grave for 4 days, so he stinketh, the Bible says. That's why they had the anointing oil, to get rid of that stinketh and put the perfume on him. Anyhow, that's my kids' message today for all of God's children.